Just a reminder that on Sunday the 5th of December we're having our Christmas bazaar. It will be held at the amphitheatre of the War Museum in Rosari in Athens. Doors will open at 11 and we close at 4:30. If you do live in Athens, please do try to support our Christmas bazaar. Only people who have a vaccination certificate will be admitted to the property. The sermon is preached on Advent Sunday in the year 2021 at St. Paul's, Athens, and the readings are Jeremiah 33, 14 to 16, the first letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 3, verses 9 to the end, and St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 21, verses 25 to 36. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. This ancient hymn is based on the Advent antiphons, or introductions, to the Song of Mary, the Magnificat, that begin on the feast day called in the Book of Common Prayer calendar, O Sapientia, translated from Latin as O Wisdom. Each daily antiphon is invocatory, so begins with O, as the verse goes on to address some epithet of Jesus Christ. So we have to begin with O Sapientia, O Wisdom, associating Christ with the very presence at the beginning of creation, and the first biblical man, Adam. O Adonai, a Hebrew name, associating Christ with the God who reveals himself to Moses in majesty, granting to humanity the ancient law, the Ten Commandments. O root of Jesse, radix Jesse. Jesse is father of King David, whose historic hometown is Bethlehem, and of the tribe of Judah. O clavis David, O key of David, the first king of Israel, introducing royalty into the life of the Hebrew people. The royal doors open to announce the coming of another king in the line of David. And Jesus, too, remember, is born in Bethlehem, the city of Joseph, the city of Jesse, the city of David. O Oriens, O rising star, Christ is the light coming into the world and is called Son of Righteousness. King of the nations, Rex Gentium, the kingly reign begins in Christ's birth and the reversal of our fall from grace and our expulsion from paradise. Lastly, O Emmanuel, God with us in Hebrew. St. Matthew's Gospel uses this name in the message of the angel of the Lord to Joseph. Very few hymns incorporate such momentous events, a real history of our salvation. It is appropriate that this hymn of the great O's should inaugurate this holy season of Advent, a hymn translated by the great hymnologist J.M. Neill, and set to the solemn, yes, but majestic tune that resonates ancient Latin plain chant. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. In the Old Testament reading from the prophecy of Jeremiah this morning, the prophet alludes to a coming salvation. This is surely what prophecy is. And although he writes several hundred years before Christ, he sets some of the ancient biblical tone for what is to come. He speaks of the righteous branch and of King David, resonances of the hymn that we have just shared together. Salvation will come from Jesse through the royal kingship, David, who represents not just monarchy, but in the biblical tradition, priestliness, for he is an anointed king. True salvation for Judah lies ahead in Jehovah, Tsikanu. The Lord is our righteousness. O Oriens, remember one of those titles ascribed to Jesus, Son of Righteousness. The covenant between God and King David, with all its royal and priestly overtones, is fulfilled in Jesus Christ, with his kingly birth, but born in poverty, with his royal throne, but carved not in fine cedar wood and decorated with ormolu, but in the rough and ready planks of a cross. This is the new kingdom inaugurated by the coming of Christ. This is the king whose divine reign begins in straw and the smell of domestic and working animals. Often we look to the events of Good Friday and we say that this is a sign to us of a risk-taking God, that he should in Christ ascend such a throne of humiliation and powerlessness, the cross. And so many people find this a stumbling block, because it is challenging and bewildering. Why would God be like this, allowing the Christ to suffer so? However, I would suggest that the crib is as challenging as the cross. And so few of us struggle with this because the details of the story resonate with everything that we find comforting. What can bring about more emotion than the birth of a baby? Yet, if we read the narratives that surround the crib event carefully, we will see that the biblical evidence is shot through with predictions and prophecies of what is to come. We need to double read the crib and the cross to understand the God of risk. In Advent, we are preparing ourselves for a risk, the risk of God incarnate. Imagine it, Emmanuel, God with us. Even at his birth, there are signs of the turmoil that is to come. The cross is on the horizon from day one. It is to the cross we must look to understand fully the apocalyptic words of St. Luke's Gospel reading from this morning. Signs in sun and moon, distress and confusion among the nations, people fainting from fear, the Son of Man coming in a cloud. Such portents in society and in the world are both foreboding and forbidding. How easily do we read these words in our current situation with climate change disasters, new waves emerging of the coronavirus, just when we hoped we might be beating this beast into the dust under our feet. Turmoil in the lives of migrant peoples, pushing to the limits our received assumptions about citizenship, sovereignty, borders, both on land and by sea. All this is an easy backdrop to thinking the worst, the type of worst scenario supported by the biblical language of today's gospel reading. But it's essential that we read today's words from St. Luke in their fullest context. Jesus has set his face away from Galilee and towards Jerusalem. It is in this great city where the prophets are killed and where stones are thrown on those who are sent to it with God's message. It is the location of the immovable institution of Hebrew religion and the very place where God dwells in the Holy of Holies in the temple. If there is any place on God's earth where God with us, Emmanuel, will be misunderstood, it will be here. Twice in this part of St. Luke's Gospel, Jesus foretells the destruction of the temple, twice in a matter of paragraphs. And in between each prediction, Jesus uses the language of apocalypse, of end times, of the great Danielic descent of the coming of the Son of Man in a cloud. Jesus is talking of the end of an era, the era of the temple. For he is the God with us, the Emmanuel. stay awake, keep attuned, let your spiritual antennae be calibrated to the God who is in our midst, the God whose embodiment in his Christ is the Jesus of the crib and the Jesus of the cross. Read this language of destruction and judgment in relation to the salvific truth of the new reign that begins in Christ Jesus. The reign of the old temple is ending, and the good news is that a new era is on our doorstep. Jesus is that new temple, a new sign of the covenant between God and you, God and me. What a message the holy season of Advent announces to us. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel is come to thee, O Israel. Amen.